Yishmael here, Tuesday night, Chabura, Chavurat Be'am Darkecha, in a chapter on Ta'avot, Perek Bet, page Kuf Ayin, wow. Perek Bet, Kshekashe, Tzirich Lahair. When it is hard, you have to illuminate the world. Mezat Hashem, very fitting for a week going into Chanukah, Baruch Hashem. Hine avodat Hashem Yitbarach tzricha liyot, mitoch misut nefesh, v'mamatz liyot eved. Amiti lebore kol ha'olamim. Your avodat Hashem needs to be from a place of mesirut nefesh, of mamash self-sacrifice and effort, courageous effort. Liot eved amiti lebore kol ha'olamim, to be a true servant to the Creator of all worlds. And anybody who's coming into avodat Hashem needs to know that in the beginning, it's very, very hard to get out of the klipa and to get into the kedusha. But after a while, the hardness goes away, and you're able to just get into it. Bezat Hashem.
That's good
news. In order to really get over the hard test, right, in the times of hardness, you have to illuminate the time of the test. In order that you'll have a desire and the ability to overcome it. How do you have the ability to overcome any test that you're having? Because you put in the light of the overcoming, right? Like we learned about last week. When you give in to a lust, it's bitter. But when you overcome a lust, the natural outcome of that is that you feel good about yourself. You feel good. I overcame some strong desire. And that's a good feeling that comes inside of you. So how do you even do that? By way of telling yourself, I'm going to feel good. It's going to be that much better if I could just overcome this test. גם בלי חשק מכל מקום, כאשר יש לאדם חשק ואור רוחני בתוך התגברות שלו, יכול להצליח לעמוד בניסיון ביתר סד והתרוממות. Even though, for sure, you're obligated to overcome any test, even without a desire to overcome it. Even that's the case, when a person does have the cheshek, when a person does have this desire, and he has a spiritual light as well, then inside his overcoming, inside his the test that he has, he'll be able to be successful and to get through all of the tests in the highest way possible, and the most successful way possible. And here it brings us an important teaching that there are three levels to the way that the Yetzer Hara seduces a person and tries to get a person down. First thing is, כאשר יש לאדם דעת, והוא מבין ומרגיש את האמת, אלא שיצר מנסה לפתות אותו לקחת גם מהרע. A person, first thing is, a person has that, he has godly consciousness, right? And he understands and feels the truth, but the Yetzer Hara seduces him and tells him, you also have to take from the bad. It's not enough that you have the good, come engage in the other side as well. That's one way. Two, זמנים שאין לו כל כך דעת והרגשה, אבל עדיין יש לו כוח להתגבר. Times where you don't have so much consciousness, you don't have so much of this feeling of the light of Hashem, but you still have the ability and the power to overcome the tests. And three, זמני קושי גדול, when you have a hard, very, very hard time, שבהם לא מרגיש כלום, when you don't feel anything, ממש מרגיש שהכל סגור, you feel that everything is closed off for you, and it's very, very hard for you to overcome the tests. And when a person's on the first level, when they have the consciousness, but they're also being told and seduced to take from the bad, then you'll be able to be successful, b'sa'ata d'shmaya, by way of the ways that we explained in the previous chapter. Recognizing, elevating, separating yourself from the lust, and elevating that lust. When the person is on the second level, where they don't have so much consciousness, they don't have so much feeling, but they still have a little bit of the power to overcome, or in the fact that they feel completely closed off and everything's so hard for them, then you have to really, really strengthen yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about today, specifically. When you're in those second two stages, where you're not really feeling it, you might have a little bit of power in you to overcome the test, but really, you're struggling, and it's hard for you to get through it. First things first, ledat et ha'emet. You have to know the truth. Tchila tzrich shitbonen be'emet ha'behira. You have to contemplate the clear truth
until these things become decided and agreed upon very clearly inside of you.
So that you'll
be able to remember them in the time that you're being tested, and you'll have this power to overcome the test.
We're going to explain a few different essential points, fundamental points.
Whoever clearly acquires these points, then Be'ezat Hashem Yitbarach, he'll have power and the cheshek, the power and the desire, to overcome and to be successful in the war.
First things first, you have to know clearly, like we explained in the previous chapter, that the meshicha, the pull towards, and the benefit and the enjoyment that we get in life is only from the godly spark that's inside everything.
The
lust is very, very bad for the soul.
Only giving in to the will of Hashem,
that's the only real benefit, that's the only real pleasure that your soul could get.
Two,
understand clearly that any single test that you have, the whole entire purpose is to take you to the next level.
Anytime you overcome a lust, anytime you overcome a test, you get through a test,
it's just pushing you up higher and higher and higher.
The more you're successful and you overcome tests that you have in life, the more you're going to be successful in growing higher and higher and higher.
And when you have a nisayon, you have to be very happy. You should get really, really happy when you're having a test. Now they're giving you an opportunity to ascend, to go higher, to go to a loftier place, to a more beautiful place, a better place.
Nisayon comes from the word, the root of Nisayon is Nes.
Nes, on the one hand, is what we call a miracle. But we call it a miracle, a Nes, we call a miracle a Nes, because Nes really means a banner, a flag. Right? Like the miracle that it's clear as day that it was a miracle. Why is it that clear? Because it's like a banner that you lift the banner and you wave the banner. It's clear to you that there's a banner being waved here, right? So to the miracles in your face that it wasn't just a normal thing that happened, like a flag flying in front of your face. That's not a normal thing, right? And not only that, that this banner, what do we do with flags? What do with them? We elevate them. We lift them up. We hoist them. We put them up, right? So too, when you're getting a test, when you're having a nisayon, it's only to elevate you and to put you up and to put you on a banner and to fly you around, Baruch Hashem, to higher and loftier levels. So even though we have to run away from the nisayon, like in the Gemara it says, that you tell the nazir, don't go to the vineyard. Stay away from the vineyard. Ah, but he's only not allowed to drink wine. Why can't he go to a vineyard?
It's going to make him think about wine. It's going to give him a test, right?
It smells like wine. It just elevates your seduction towards the thing that you're not allowed to engage with.
Kol makom v'inyan she'adam yodeh shu merur bo ezeh ta'ava, yigdor la'atzmo gderot.
Anything that you know that arouses you to come more towards lust, you should make a fence around it. Yeah. You shouldn't even get to the situation where you're turned on to that thing.
V'zeh atzmo nechshav ki yitgabrut misuyamet al nisayon.
This, on a certain level, is already considered overcoming that test. Whoa. Make a bracha.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shekocho Gvurato Male Olam.
And we ask every single day, Al Tevienu L'Dei Nisayon, don't bring me to test. Please, Hashem, don't bring me to test. Ki Ein Anu Yodim Im Natzliach. We don't know if we're going to be successful.
Ubifrat Be'emet She'Adam Levado Lo Yochol Lenatzach.
A person by himself could never overcome a test of lust. Like we learned last week, in Malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Eino Yocholo. If it wasn't for Hashem helping you, you would never defeat the Yetzara, ever. Therefore, we have to do everything in our power to run away from a test. But with that said, know that when you're getting a test, it's the ultimate opportunity for you to ascend to much higher, higher levels.
By way of knowing this, you'll be able to overcome anything.
Even in a time that the lust is very, very strong.
Even when the test is hard. מכל מקום שיודעים כמה ניסיון נותן ובונה, זה נותן כוחות לעמוד בו. The more we know that this test is going to give me the ability to build myself and to get to a higher level, will give me more of an ability to overcome that test and to get to that higher level. That's the second thing. Third thing, יפה צריך להבין שאם לא יתגבר כעת, אזי הניסיון יחזור שוב ושוב עד שיתגבר עליו, כי האדם מוכרח לעלות, ואם כן, כבר כדאי עכשיו להתגבר. It's either you're going to do it now, or you're going to do it later. But you have to overcome it. And you might as well overcome it now, because if not, it's going to come again and again and again until you overcome it. Right? Because you are, it's an obligation for every Jew to make progress and to ascend as a person, to become a better and better person. So they're going to send you this test non-stop until you take advantage of the test in order to get higher. Right? So why don't you just do it now? Why wait? And why fall now in order to have to get tested in this again? Do it now. Overcome the test that you're having now. And yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's keep going. Let's keep growing. And if that's the case, that either way the test is coming to elevate you, let's do it already. Let's get over it already. Let's get past this thing already. Let's not get stuck on it again and again and again. Fourth thing, David, יתבונן שהשם יתברך איתו. גם בזמן החושך והקושי, contemplate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, even in the times of darkness and hardship. ואפילו שהוא מרגיש ריק ורחוק, even when you feel empty and distant, ידע שההרגשה הזו היא ניסיון בלבד. Know that this feeling, this emotion that you have of distance and of emptiness, that already is a test by itself. אבל האמת היא שהשם יתברך איתנו תמיד, but the truth is that Hashem is constantly always with you. He's never ever going to leave you alone. כוח זה יוכל להתגבר על יצר. By way of this, you'll be able to overcome the יצר that tells the person, שאין לו מה להפסיד, you have nothing to lose. Hashem already, he's not with you, God forbid. Right? He tells you, you already messed up so bad, you're already so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's already not with you. What does it matter? Just go a little bit further. What's the difference? Oh. Hashem's with you constantly, all the time. Don't listen to him.
Go back.
When you understand that Hashem's with you constantly, אזי יוכל בעזרת השם להתגבר על שקרי היצר. When you understand Hashem is always with you, you'll be able to get over the lies of the יצר הרע. And to say, Hashem יתברך איתי, Hashem is with me. ממילא שווה לי ללחם. If Hashem is with me, then it's already worth it for me to fight. וחבל לי להיכשל. And it would be a shame for me to give up and to fail. כי זה יגרום לכלוך. That's going to cause me to be dirty. שירחיק אותי ממנו חלילה. Then, when I'm dirty, then for sure I'm going to be put away from Hashem, God forbid. So we don't want that. And we say, גם יוכל להתגבר על היצר. By way of this, you'll also be able to get over the יצר, שנותן תחושה של ריקנות וצמא, that gives you this feeling of emptiness and of thirst. ואומר לאדם, it says to a person, שאין ברירה מוכרחים לקבל חיות ממשהו, כיוון שלא מאיר כעת אור השם, מוכרחים ליהנות מתאוות. You have to receive light from somewhere. You can't be that you're going to exist without light. So since you have to receive light from somewhere and you're not getting it from Hashem right now, let's go get it from the drink. Let's go get it from the joint. Let's go get it from the girl. Right? Either way, you need to feel good about yourself. What, are you just going to be depressed? Lift yourself up. Elevate your spirits. It's not working for you in the Torah and the tefillah right now. You don't want to go to your rabbi. So let's go to the girl. Let's go smoke something. Let's go drink something. Right? It's not going to be that way. It can't be that way. אבל כשמבין שהשם יתברך עמו תמיד, אזי יענה ליצר הרע. When you understand that Hashem is with you constantly, then you're able to answer the יצר הרע that's telling you that you're thirsty and that you're distant and you're empty. גם עכשיו מאיר לי אור השם יתברך ואין לי שום תועלת וצורך במים המלוכים של השקר. Right now, Hashem is with me. He's illuminating my life right now. The fact that I'm breathing is already a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. And I am not going to get any benefit, and I have no need to drink your dirty, filthy, salty waters.
Is it toilet?
Toilet is benefit. כי אפילו שאיני מרגיש את אור השם יתברך בהרגשה. Even though I don't feel Hashem's light with ההרגשה, with a tangible emotion, when I don't feel it, בכל מקום, בפנימיות ליבי, אני יודע ומרגיש שהוא איתי. Inside my heart, in the deepest part, I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. וזה מאיר לי בפנימיות. This is the light that I have internally. בעצם עצמותיי, in the essence of my being. ויש לי חיות ממנו יתברך. And I have vitality from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 2. להרגיש אור בהתגברות. To feel the light in the overcoming. כאשר יכניס את הידיעות הללו להבנת הלב. When you take this knowledge from your head and you bring it into the understanding of your heart, אזי מכוחם ירגיש אור וחשק לעמוד בניסיון. Then you're going to be able to, with its power, feel light and a desire to stand strong in the test. וכל אחד לפי עניינו. Everyone according to his thing. יסכם לעצמו מה שמאיר לו. Summarize for yourself. What is giving you light? What is illuminating it for you? באופן שיהיה מוכן להעיר בזה בעת הניסיון. Now, know what gives you light on a holy sense. Where do you get positive light from? So that when you get to a time of test, you'll be able to use that to give you the chizuk that you need to get through the thing. For example, יתבונן שהתאוות הם מים מלוכים שלא מרווים כלום. You, when you have a test, think that the tests are all this nisayon, this ta'ava, this lust that I'm having, is salty waters that are not ever going to quench my thirst. Why? Because the pleasant feeling, the delight, only comes from Hashem. V'yachshov im lo yitgaber yeh li hargasha ra'ah. If I don't overcome this test right now, I'm going to have a bad feeling. V'afsid chas Hashem, and I'm going to lose out, God forbid. What am I going to lose out on? The true pleasure, the true delight. Et hadvekut b'Hashem yitbarach, clinging to Hashem Himself. Et hatzlacha b'chol avodah, and being successful in everything that I'm being presented by Hashem. If I give in right now, I'm losing out on the true thing. So I'm going to have pleasure for 5 seconds, and I'm going to feel horrible, or I can just wait a little bit, and I'm going to overcome my physical needs, and I'm going to feel much better. V'adavra, rak im yitgaber yeh li ta'anug. The opposite is the truth. Only if I overcome this test will I ever have delight. Not by giving into it will I get delight. Being with her, smoking that thing, drinking that thing is not going to give me delight. Overcoming that and becoming a man, that's what's going to give me the delight. 2. Yachshov, kama yakar hazman shel hanisayon. How precious is this time of the test? Achshav, ani yachol litromem me'od. Now I can really, really ascend. I can really become a better person. How lucky am I to have the opportunity to have a test? עכשיו אני יכול להתרומם. ומצד שני, on the other side, אם חס ושלום לא עמוד בניסיון, if God forbid I don't make it through the test, יהיה לי מר מחוסר ההצלחה. It's going to be bitter for me from the lack of success. If I'm successful, if I get through this, I'm going to feel good. And if I give in to my lust right now, then I'm going to have the opposite of feeling good. I'm going to feel bad. Gimel, third one. Yachdir ba'atzmo. Drill into yourself and repeat into your head. Rak bekoach amida achshav minison uchal lekabel et hamadrega haba. Only by being strong right now and getting through the test will I be able to receive the next level. Ki bitgavut sheli achshav ani mechin et hamadrega haba. By way of me overcoming right now the test that I'm in, I am preparing the vessel to receive the next level, ומתקדם לקראת האור שאיר לי אחר כך, and I'm making progress towards the light that is going to come for me afterwards. Right? It's like a person goes into a tunnel. You say, oh, it's dark, it's dark, it's dark, it's dark, but you see a light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep moving. Just keep going. ואם לא עמוד בניסיון, if I'm not able to stand strong through this test, אז אני לא רק שלא אוכל לעלות, not only will I not ascend, אלא שהניסיון יחזור שוב ושוב. The test is going to come again and again. ואם כן, כדאי לי כבר לעמוד בו עכשיו. That's the case. It's already beneficial for me to stand in the test already from now. דלת. ותעזר במידת הנצח. Use the midah of netzach, of perseverance, of tenacity. עד לנצח את היצרה. To be successful to overcome the yetzara, al yedei sheyagbir et ha'esh ha'ne'emanut la'Hashem yitbarach, by way of illuminating, intensifying the fire of loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yachshov, hine yesh li hizdamnut le'orot la'Hashem yitbarach et ahavati ve'ne'emanati. I have an opportunity right now to show to Hashem my love for Him and my loyalty. V'afilu shekashe li ve'lo me'ir li. אני לא עוזב אותו. Even though I'm having a hard time right now, and I don't have light from Hashem, it's very hard for me, I'm not going to leave Him. I'm not going to abandon Hashem, because I don't have light. ויזכיר לעצמו, and remind yourself, אפילו שמאוד קשה לי, even though it's very hard for me, מכל מקום האמת היא שהשם יתברך עמי ואצלי. The truth is, Hashem is not only with me inside, He's right next to me. He's here with me in every situation. ואני דבוק איתו גם כעת. I'm also attached to Him, even in this part where I don't feel Him and I don't have light from Him. ולכן יתאמץ מאוד לנצח. Therefore, I'm going to put in a lot of effort and a lot of courageous effort to overcome anything. And for one reason, to not distance myself from him. And the other reason, to make him happy. To give Hashem a little bit of nachat that I overcame the test that he sent me. V'tbonen kama klipot ra'im. Contemplate how bad are the klipot. Kama hem mitz'arim kivyochol et Hashem yitbarach. How much pain do they, so to say, cause Hashem? V'yir la'atzmo liyot ne'eman la'Hashem yitbarach v'nisayon. Illuminate to yourself to be loyal to Hashem in the hardships and the tests. V'yomar la'atzmo. And say to yourself, Ani me'ovei Hashem yitbarach. I'm from the lovers of Hashem. V'ovei Hashem sinu ra. It says a pasuk. Oave Hashem sinu ra. The lovers of Hashem hate evil. So if everyone ever asks you, are you allowed to have hate in your heart in Judaism? Yes, to evil. Not people, but to evil. Right? Mimele yigal me'ara. Therefore you should be disgusted by evil. Which again is klipa, right? Evil is the klipa. Why are they ra? Because they're concealing the light of Hashem. V'yismach litgaber ki yachshov. It will be happy to overcome a test. Why? V'itgaberuti achshav ani mapil et hara et oyevei Hashem. And me overcoming the test right now to give in to this ta'ava, I am overcoming the test, putting down the evil, destroying the evil, which are all the enemies of Hashem. V'machshavot ke'elu, and these kinds of thoughts, they give power and a desire to overcome the test. Then when I want to overcome, it's because of a goal. I have a goal here to overcome something. To be successful, to stay loyal to Hashem, and to make him happy. To give him a little bit of nachat. Right? And here he says a very important point. You have to make a focused point inside the test that you're having. Understand what is the point here. A person has a test where he always wants to look at things that he's not allowed to look at. And everybody can understand already what we're talking about. If he thinks, if you think the test is to look or not to look, then it's going to be harder for you to be successful. Right? One reason, because you have a yetzarah that's telling you, hey, just one time, it's not that bad. You can give a look. V'gam, b'glal sh'yetzarah omer, lama ze asu, ma ra b'ze? Also, because the yetzarah says, what's wrong? What's evil here? What's wrong with this? Why is it forbidden to look? Aval im memaketet ha'nisyon pnimiyuto, if you take the test and you bring it to your most internal part, and you understand that this test, if I should look or not, then it's not what the test is. Am I allowed to look at her or not? That's not what we're talking about here. Right? Ela munach po davar amok. There's something very, very deep here. Haim ata mechubar la'Hashem itbarach u'mekir bo o shechas u'shalom choshev sheyesh od dvarim ba'olam. Are you connected to Hashem and you believe in Him? Or God forbid, do you think that there's other things here in the world? U'mi shemitpate u'keilu tzoek shehu choshev sheyesh od dvarim chutz v'Hashem itbarach. Whoever gives in to the lust, whoever is successfully seduced, it's as if he's giving in and he's making a declaration, there's things other than Hashem Yitbarach in the world. There's something besides Hashem. I can get pleasure from somewhere else. And in this way, it's much easier to get through the test when you approach it this way. It's not some kind of fine detail, it's not some kind of individual point. I'm making a general declaration that's in my root. Right? It's not about, do I drink this beer or not? Do I look at this girl or not? We're not talking about these individual things. We're talking an all-encompassing general declaration. Am I connected to Hashem and I want my pleasure to come from Him? Or do I think that there's other ways I can get that pleasure in this world? It's a game changer. This is where you're going to get your power to overcome tests from. To recognize Hashem is the whole entire goal of a Jew in this world. That's what our life is about. Right? To take immense pleasure from Hashem. And why? Because we only contemplate in Him. We only love Him. Right? Then when you all of a sudden there's an attack against your spirituality, You're ready to foot in the war. You're ready to fight with all your power. Wait, you're coming to say that I don't believe in Hashem? You think I'm going to give in to her right now? God forbid. Right? So you're ready to fight when someone comes to say, oh, you know, you might as well take off your kippah, you don't believe in Hashem. Pretty much. You imagine if someone were to come to you right now and say, hey, shave off your peyot, take off your kippah, take off your tzitzit, stop keeping Shabbat. Would you be okay with that?
Heck no.
No way.
Heck no.
Right? You guys are all silent as if it's okay.
No.
Like,
no.
Yeah.
No way.
What was the question?
I was
on
that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiyeh
bidvaro. Amen. If someone told you to take off your kippah or tzitzit and stop keeping Shabbat,
in order to be successful in Avodat Hashem in the times of a test, shebehem koach ha'asechel v'koach ha'agashah shel adam nichlashim, when your intellect and your emotions are weak, sometimes they completely are covered up. Your brain is sealed, your heart is sealed, and you feel that there's such a strong test here, such a strong lust. Koach ha'atzeach b'ze u'al yedei amidot ha'nikrot netzach hod v'yesod. The way to be successful in this is by way of the midot that are called Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And how fitting that this week we are going into the rectification of Hod, Chanukah, Tu Bishvat will be Yesod, and then when we get to Purim we'll be working on Netzach. But this avoda, to download this ability to get through tests, starts on Thursday night, Bezat Hashem. Right? Because you can only have tenacity once you recognize that Hashem is behind everything, and you have to join them together by way of Tu Bishvat in the middle. Hod is Chanukah, Tu Bishvat is Yesod, and Purim is already Netzach. Zat Hashem. Tov. Let's continue. Gimel. The third part here is Dvekut. Another amazing piece of advice is Ligbol Itorut HaTa'avot, to overcome the test of lust, and that is when you start to have this arousal of a lust inside of you, Yidbak Beboro. Cling to Hashem, your Creator. Tveikut chazaka me'od, immense, immense, immense attachment to Hashem. And every single Jew has the ability to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's for a short amount of time. Etzich shatveikut yeh ba'a. Your tveikut has to be from internal work, a hard, hard effort inside. You have to put inside this effort. V'yasim bekach et kol kochot ha'nefesh v'aguf. Apply all of the powers of your soul and of your body until you get to a point where you forget everything about this world. When you have pleasure, right, from anything true, right, you're able to forget everything that makes up your reality. Right? Real, real ta'anug, the whole entire world disappears in front of you. ייכנס לדבקות כזו חזקה עד שלא יהיה אכפת לו מה שהיה קודם ומה שיהיה לאבא. Go to such level of דבקות, attachment to Hashem, that you don't care what was, you don't care what's going to be. אלא יהיה אכפת לו רק מה שהוא דבוק באור אלוקותו יתברך שמו. You only care about the fact that you are clinging and attached to the light of הקדוש ברוך הוא right now. ואם זכה אפילו לרגע של דבקות עצומה כזו, אזי אחר כך יוכל לעמוד בניסיון. If you even manage to merit to even 5 seconds of this level of dvekut, which you have the ability to get to, everybody here has the ability to do that. 5 seconds of that level of dvekut, where you don't care about anything in the world besides the fact that you are attached to Hashem, you'll be able to get through the test. ואפילו אם ירד אחר כך מהדבקותו מכל מקום, בכך שהוא זוכה לדבקות עצומה בזמן מסוים, זה כבר משפיע על שאר הזמן. Even if afterwards, 5 seconds later, that feeling is going to go away, the fact that you reach that feeling of attachment to Hashem and nothing else matters, that's already going to be able to help you to get through any test that is coming your way. ועל כל התענוגים והתאוות שעוברים על נשמות ישראל צריך לעבוד באופן הזה שיחליט להיכנס לדבקות חזקה. No matter what lust, what test is coming through a Jew, whatever is happening to the soul of Am Yisrael, you have to work in this way. It's a deep work. It's not an easy thing to do. To mamash, close off everything else besides your attachment to Hashem. But if you do it properly, and you make this decision, a strong decision, I am going to go into immense dveikut with my Creator right now, you'll be able to get there through everything. את אשר לפניך. Now know what's in front of you. כי בזו העצה אפשר להינצל מהרבה מוקשי מוות. By way of knowing this piece of advice about the power of you as a Jew to grow into strong, strong dvekut, you can get through a lot of mines of death. Mines of spiritual death literally blow up your whole entire being. Right? Just knowing that by way of dvekut, you could save your life a million times over. Dalit. Not too much left, guys. Bizman koshi atzum, it's a med la Hashem yitbarach b'dibur. In a time of hard test, cling to Hashem, stick to Hashem with speech. Sometimes the hardship is really, really powerful. V'chol me'alche ha'machshava v'agasha einam po'alim al kol kach. And all of the motions and the mechanisms of the mind and of the emotion are not working. They're not working. Afilu ha'koach lenatzach nichlash. Even the power to be successful and overcome and persevere, even that gets weak. Az tzrich likanes le'emunah pshuta v'tfilah. Then you have to go into simple emunah and you have to go into tfilah to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the idea there is להחזיק חזק בהשם יתברך עצמו. Hold on to Hashem himself as hard as possible. כי לפעמים יש ניסיון גדול מאוד. Sometimes there's a very, 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 very big test. והאדם מרגיש מבולבל באופן נורא. A person feels awesomely confused. Completely torn. Doesn't know what's going on in life. אז צריך להיכנס לחלק הכי בסיסי בעבודה. Then you have to go into the most basic part of your whole entire עבודת השם. להצמד להשם יתברך ולדבר עמו מתוך אמונה פשוטה. To cling to Hashem and to talk to him from a place of simple אמונה. Like a baby, yep. Meaning, דיינו, שיסגור את עצמו ויפנה להשם יתברך. Close yourself off and talk to Hashem. ויתחיל לדבר עמו. Talk to him. Turn to Hashem and start to talk to him. ויספר לפני השם יתברך את כל הקושי שעובר עליו. ויבקש את עזרתו. Tell Hashem everything that's going on in your heart right now. Everything that you feel right now. All the tests that are in front of you right now. And just ask for him to help you. Hashem, I cannot stop doing this thing. It's hard for me. I feel like I need to do it all the time. I feel like I'm pulled towards it. I have a desire towards it. All these different things. Please help me. Simply help me. You have to be very, very descriptive with what you're going through and the emotions that you're feeling. And your ira, right? Your awe of Hashem so that you shouldn't fall, God forbid. And you say like this, Avi shebishamayim, my Father in heaven, ani yodea shata iti betoch kol hakoshi, I know that you're with me inside of all of the hardships. Ani kol kach rotze latzliach la'amod b'nisayon, I so, so badly want to be successful to get through the test. V'lesamech otcha, to make you happy, v'litkarev elecha, to come closer to you. Ten li koach v'dat latzliach, give me the ability and the consciousness to be successful. V'yuchal ledaber ma sheyirtze, you can say whatever you want to Hashem. העיקר להחזיק בכל מחיר את הקשר עם השם יתברך על ידי הדיבור. You can say whatever you want. The main thing is to hold on to that connection with Hashem, to not give up on it. And the way to do that is by way of speech. Meaning you're being tested and you can't overcome what's happening to you right now. At least don't fall. Start talking to Hashem and tell him everything you're going through. And just say, please Hashem, help me. And I'm going to hold on to you by way of talking to you. And if I stop talking to you, I could, God forbid, fall to the depths of hell right now. Therefore, I'm going to continue to talk to you, and I'm going to tell you everything I'm going through right now, and I'm begging you for help. We're learning Biyam Darkecha. Ki ha'ikar hu lo la'azov et Hashem Yitbarach b'shum ofen. The main thing is to not leave Hashem in any way at all. V'ze al yedei emunah b'rura, sh'rak hu ha'emet v'hu iti tamid b'chol ha'matzavim. This is by way of the clear emunah, that only Hashem is the truth, and he's with me constantly in any situation that I'm going through. Omnam b'miuchad tov ledaber al nikudat ha'yichud shebaoto ha'inyan. It's very good though to talk about the idea of the unification on that one thing that you're going through. For example, if you have the test of eating, right? Ta'avat achila. Yomar la'Hashem itbarach. Say to Hashem, alo ani yodea shehakol zerak ata. I know everything is just you. V'kol ha'ana zerak ha'or shecha. All the benefit and all the pleasure and everything is just from your light. How did I fall to feel this kind of lust?
Ana tazori letzed mize. Please, Hashem, help me to get out of it. Ki av she'ayini margish b'argasha mikol makom ani yodeh u'margish b'pnimuti she'akol ze rak oru shecha. Even though I don't really feel it tangibly, I don't have this emotion strong in my heart, if I are able to dig deeper and deeper into my heart, I know and I feel internally that everything is just from your light. Of course, this is an example on eating, but those same words could be said about any other lust. Ve'omar shuv ve'shuv, and you say again and again, ani yodea she'ata iti, I know that you're with me, betoch hakoshi, inside all of the hardships, ve'ani yodea she'rak ata or amiti, I know that you're the only true light. Ve'kol ha'nisyonot en klum, I know that all of the tests, they're nothing, they're mamash klum. Ve'kach yichazek et atzmo od ve'od, this is how you strengthen yourself more and more and more. Al yedei shikanes le'achkara be'yichud, by way of going into the recognition of the yichud, of the oneness of Hashem, בדרך של דיבור עם השם יתברך, by way of talking to Hashem, בדיבור ובקשה, with speech and with request, with begging Hashem for help, עד שירגיש הקלה בניסיון, until you feel that this test is starting to calm down, it's becoming easier for you, וירגיש את אהבתו, או כל ניסיון אחר, מתחילים להירגע. You feel that your lust, or any other test that you're going to, is starting to calm down. And if you're able to go inside a certain room and to close yourself off there by yourself, that's the best thing possible. If you're not able to do that, then at least detach yourself from those around you and talk to Hashem. And this, it's already known a few different pieces of advice how to do this in a way that you shouldn't be embarrassed from other people, as if like you can make yourself that you're learning from a book, right? But really you're talking to Hashem, right? Or if you're on the phone, or you put your head down inside your arms and you start to talk, or you take your talit after shacharit and put it over you, whatever it is, right? The main thing is to not be embarrassed. Don't lose out on an internal life because you're embarrassed to talk to Hashem for a moment. Your embarrassment of talking to Hashem is going to be a moment of embarrassment. Maybe if someone's going to come around. And in Tzfat, this is not even a reality. Right? The whole entire city is walking around talking to them. Exactly. Right? Immediately when you feel like you have a big test coming your way, right? Find for yourself a way to start to talk to Hashem continuously. And if your test is that you feel completely dark, and then you don't feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, right? Then you say to Hashem like this, Hashem, Avisha B'Shamayim, my Father in Heaven, I know that you're always with me. And even if I don't feel it right now, and it's very, very, very hard for me, I know that it's just a test, that you are hiding yourself, but the truth is that you're with me. Until you start to feel that Hashem is with you, and He starts to illuminate your soul, Last little two columns. Zayikar Koch b'zman anisayon. This is the main power that you have in a time of a test. To talk to Hashem, to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'ofen shelo yafsik mi ledaber ulevakesh, in a way that you don't stop talking and you don't stop asking. V'im yachzik b'zeh, if you stay strong in talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, shelo la'azov et ha'dibur im Hashem yitbach. Don't stop talking to Hashem. That's tefillah elav, and to pray and to connect to Him. You don't stop for one moment. Kol zman anisayon, as long as you're being tested, for sure you will be successful. For sure you're going to win. And for sure also you have to hold of importance any time that you do overcome a test. Right? One time overcoming a test, even a little bit, is like 100 million times in a different time. And put in all of your effort as much as you can. Right? Even if you already messed up a little bit, again, Overcome. Don't let yourself slip down to the bottom. And contemplate on Yosef HaTzadik. Shelefi Erko Nichshal Me'at, according to his level of Yosef HaTzadik, he made a little bit of a failure. Aval lo yitayesh, but he didn't give up. He never had despair. And he held on to his ne'emanut, his loyalty to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to continue to overcome, even though already he kind of messed up a little bit according to where he is, right? There's not going to be a perfect victory here, right?
ועל ידי זה זכה להיות מרכבה למידת היסוד. By way of Yosef HaTzadik pushing and not giving up, even though he kind of already messed up a little bit, by way of that, he became the chariot and the vehicle for the Midah of Yesod, which is the whole entire idea of taking pleasure only from Hashem and not from anything else. And connecting all of your lusts and all of your pleasures, everything in this world that you go through, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef HaTzadik already, so to say, messed up a little bit. Right? For his level, he messed up. For us, that would be like the biggest Yidgabut in the world, right? We would be the mightiest people.
How? How did he mess up? Putting Shimon in jail?
No, Potiphar. What do you mean?
Potiphar was, he ran away.
He got naked. He got naked. Afterwards, he got out. Okay. But he started to mess up. And he didn't give up because he already started to mess up. He continued to run until he ran out. And then, Malasot, again, that goes back. He was running around Mitzrayim naked. But he saved himself for eternity. Right? Because he got embarrassed for a little bit, and then he became the Merkabah for Yesod. That all of us in the rest of the time will call him Yosef HaTzadik, and he's the power to get through any test that you have, right?
I remember learning a version that he, 10 Tipot
came, Nachon.
That's how he lost 10 years in
Nachon.
$110.
Sikum Darkei HaMilchama. Just to wrap up this ideas of how to do the fight. In this chapter, in these last 2 weeks, we learned amazing, amazing ways in Avodat Hashem to overcome, by way of them, all of the tests that everyone's going through in their life. But the big koshi, the big hardship is shebishat hanisayon adam bedarach klal mebulbal. In the time of the actual test, usually a person is very confused. A little bit or a lot. But usually you're confused when you're actually going through the test. And it's very, very hard to remember what we've written here and what we were told in the last 2 weeks to do. לכן, מי שבאמת רוצה להצליח, שידע מוכרח שהוא בעצמו יסכם בבהירות מה הם הדרכים הנוגעים אליו. You want to be successful in your test, right? It's highly recommended that you make a summary for yourself. What are the ways that you need as an individual? Not what your friend needs, you. What do you need to do in order to be successful to get through a test? We've learned a whole bunch of advice in the past 2 weeks of how to get through a test. What is the way that works for you? What are the ways that work for you? And make them clear as day inside of your being. Bofen shem yu brurim v'chaim etzto. They have to be clear, they have to be alive inside of you. Ki rak kach yuchal yishtamesh behem be'ezrat Hashem be'et nisayon. This is the only way that you're going to be able to use them when you're actually having a test. Right? Like in the army or anywhere else, in basketball, right? Basketball players, what they need to practice how to shoot 3-pointers. If you're in the NBA, you should know how to shoot a basketball into a rim, right? But every single day they put up over 1,000 shots. Why? Because when they get to the game, they're going to be that much more prepared, right? And they're getting paid millions of dollars in order to do that. So too, you want to stay alive spiritually. You want to have a connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to practice and have it at least in your head clear. What are the ways and what is my spiritual playbook to get through the next test that I'm going to get through? Here we're going to have a quick short recap. But this is not enough. Everyone has to make his own summary. And to contemplate and to feel these things in order for them to be alive inside of you in the time when you have a test. There's 3 stages a person could be in. First one is, שסיכלו והגשתו בכל התוקף. Your intellect and your emotions are super strong. They're as strong as can be. The second one is שמרגיש חלש, you feel weak. And the third one is שמרגיש שאין לו כוח לחיות כלל. You feel you have no vitality, you have no power, you're in the dumps, right? One is you're super strong, one is you feel weak, and one is you feel extinguished, right? In the first stage, מצב א', in the first stage, שמגיע התאווה, יתבונן ברוע שלה, וכמה שלא כדאי לקחת. When you're strong and you're emotionally and spiritually and intellectually strong, and all of a sudden you have a test, you have a lust, what do?
Acknowledge.
You contemplate on how bad the klipa is, how bad this test is, meaning the thing that you have a pull towards, right, a lust towards, and how much of a damage it would be and how much it's not worth it to give into it. בעיקר ייכנס מיד להרגיש אהבת השם יתברך בכל תוקף ליבו ועריכות המחשבה.
First thing you do is you realize how bad is this lust, right? Because again, I have consciousness, I'm strong in my mind, I'm strong in my emotions. This thing is not good for me. And immediately you switch and you go into the work of love of Hashem, right? Contemplating how much you love Hashem with the strength of all of your heart. And by way of going into long emotions and long thoughts on the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second stage, when you feel weak, there, Yorer ve'ir ba'atzmo cheshek l'itgaber, arouse and illuminate inside yourself this desire to overcome the test, that I would love to overcome this test, right? And I would feel so good if I could overcome this test. Ad she'agish she'esh lo koach ve'ratzon l'itgaber, until you feel that you do have the power and you do have the desire to overcome. V'yesh lo chiyut mi'itgabut, and you're going to have vitality by overcoming this test. V'ze al yedei she'agish ad libo et achat mi'itbonuniyot she'itberu la'el. This is by way of doing one of the contemplations that we said beforehand, right? Inside your heart, until that light comes down and you're able to overcome it. V'tzirich kol echad lirot ma'i itbonenut ha'medaberet alav. What is the contemplation that speaks to me? Right? We had a few different ones that we went through. What is the one that is going to talk to me? What is going to help me understand that what I'm about to give into is death and overcoming it is life? ויסכם אותה היטב. Summarize this path very well for yourself. שתהיה מוכנה אצלו לעת פקודה. That it should be ready for you at the time where you need to apply it. It's there for you. You have it in your toolkit. You're not looking for this advice right now. It's clear to you. I need to do this right now. I need to go to another room. I need to sit and talk to Hashem until I don't feel this lust anymore. Right? I'm not going to stop talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until I don't feel like going to do that thing anymore.
ולעשות החלש יאמר גיבור אני. To do what they have this saying, החלש יאמר גיבור אני. The weak person should say, I'm a mighty man, I'm a hero. Right? You feel weak. You feel like you don't have the power to fight. Do whatever contemplation that you need to do until you as a weak person can say, I'm mighty, I'm a hero, I'm not going to give in tonight. And the last stages, and this is the last three lines in the chapter for today. When you feel completely down in the dumps and you don't have the power, not mentally, emotionally, spiritually, you feel weak. You go into talking and begging Hashem without any settling. Hold on to Hashem by way of talking to Him. בלי להסתכל מה הוא מרגיש עד שינצח, without looking at your emotions, without going into what's going on inside your heart, you just start talking to Hashem about everything that you're going through and how much you need Him right now, and you beg Him to help you until you are successful. Meaning, you have to be successful if you go on that path, right? When you feel completely closed off and there's nothing left to do and you don't have the power to fight, just start talking to Hashem. And if you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no way that you could fall if you're talking to Him, right? If you're consciously having a conversation, you're not going to go do something else. So you don't stop talking until you don't feel like doing something else, right? Bezat Hashem, that was 2 weeks in learning about lusts and ta'avot. And may we all be successful and blessed to really understand. It really comes down, like we said, the number one contemplation here for sure is clear. When you have a test, you're being tested on one point. Do you believe Hashem is the true source of all your pleasure in life? Or do you think that Mary could give it to you, or Mary Jane could give it to you, or right, or any other, or Jane, or any of these other drinks, right? Anything else, the chocolate, the steak, whatever it could be, right? Because again, it's not enough to overcome the things that are forbidden. That's for sure. If you're doing things that are forbidden by the Torah, if a person, a Jew's eating pig, we're not even talking, right? It's like, there's nothing to be talking about here, right? But then there's levels above that. The things that are permitted to you, you have to sanctify yourself there as well. Right? Kadesh tatzmecha b'mutalach, right? Sanctify yourself by way of the things that are permitted to you. So there's levels and levels to this, but we have to be conscious that the main test that you could ever have in your life is, do you have a connection with Hashem right now? And if so, that means you shouldn't be engaging with this thing that is against that. Right? That's what it is. It's not about, do I have another cigarette or not? Do I give in to... That's not really what you're being tested in. You're being tested right now. Do you take your pleasure from Hashem or do you take it from this world? And when you put it that way, you should be that much more successful in getting over the test. Amen. Ken yiratzon.